Well, little friend, I suppose you might call that a curious blend, the monitor sound and our old theme. This is Dave Garraway. Get it all in now, boys. Sunday with Garraway on monitor, reporting to you the nation and the world and some people, too, and trying this whole new monitor thing on for size. At the moment, it's 41 and a half seconds past the hour here in the east, and that's what time it is, that you ought to know, or at least monitor thinks you ought to know, and I guess that's a good idea. I'm a communicator now, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be communicating with, among others, Marilyn Monroe. I wanted to get that in quick before I gave you the headlines. Here are the headlines of the moment from Detroit. Monitor reporters tell us there may be a break on the General Motors negotiations any minute, and we are standing by for that. In Buenos Aires, mounting tension, riots, and mobs, shouting, "Long live Perón, down with the Pope." Monitor goes to Buenos Aires for a first-hand report in a few moments. Out in the Far East, Britain's crown colony, Singapore, is in the grip of a threatened general strike of 70,000 workers. All army leaves have been canceled. And from Le Mans, France, a revised death list now down to 78. Those are the headlines. The on-the-spot details are coming up after I remind you that truck users really do go for Chevrolet's Task Force trucks. Task Force trucks by Chevrolet have the most modern V8 engine in the industry. Now, let's find out all the news, and for that, here's Ken Banghart.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's a big story south of the border, Dave. Riot mounting bitterness tonight down there in Buenos Aires. And we had expected to have a report direct from Buenos Aires from Bob Lindley. Jim, you have something on that.
Yes, this is Monitor's first brush with censorship. The word has just come in this minute on the circuit. I'll read it to you. We had expected to go to Buenos Aires. Our newsroom has just been told that your program is canceled, unquote. This was an Argentine voice. Our reporter, Bob Lindley, was not heard. We asked the reason, got a terse no comment reply. Ken, you have the details of the press story.
Yes, the story is that a mob of several hundred government supporters tonight routed with gunshot and stones ranks of Catholic churchmen standing guard on the steps of the massive Metropolitan Cathedral in downtown Buenos Aires. The mob, shouting "Long live Perón, down with the Pope," roughed up a few of the faithful in the street, burned a car in front of the adjoining Episcopal Palace, and smashed windows in the palace with a hail of stones. Some of the church's supporters apparently were hit by that barrage of stones, but according to this report from AP now, no one was seen to be hurt by the several shots fired. About an hour after the beginning of that riot, city firemen sped to the scene and dispersed the government demonstrators with streams of water. This outbreak only heaped more fuel on the 7 months-old church-state controversy in which President Perón has accused some high churchmen of trying to undermine his regime. That the church has denied. As Jim Fleming told you, we had hoped to get down there direct with a report from Bob Lindley, but we were told by some voice other than Lindley's that our monitor report was canceled. Now, Dave, Joseph C. Harsh is standing by in Washington, and I think that you have some questions for him on the upcoming arrival of the West German Chancellor Adenauer tomorrow in the nation's capital.
I do, Ken, that's right. Joe, as you know, Chancellor Adenauer will arrive about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do you think that Washington is going to try to persuade him to turn down that invitation from Moscow?
A categorical answer on that. No, the answer is no. For better or worse, the State Department and the White House have now taken their stand on the proposition that Adenauer and his government can be trusted to negotiate directly with the Russians. It's been Washington policy for better than 5 years, you know, to build a new Germany that can be trusted to be loyal to the West. Any expression of doubt or mistrust now would be fatal to the whole project. It could just drive Germany into Russian arms. Everyone here assumes, as a matter of fact, that Adenauer will accept the Moscow invitation in some form or other. Perhaps he won't go to Moscow right away, but the inevitability of direct negotiations between Moscow and Bonn is accepted as one of the new realities of these times. Washington couldn't stop it if it wanted to. All it can do is to proceed on the working theory that the new Germany we helped to build will agree to nothing which would injure the Western world in these talks.
Mm-hmm. Joe, do you think the State Department can get Mr. Adenauer to get the Russians to release East Germany?
Dave, that's a hope, but not an expectation. The thinking here is that these German-Russian talks which are coming up will most probably mean two Germanies for quite a while. The big difference from the past to the present will probably be that the Russians will treat West Germany as a major power instead of continuing openly to try to destroy it. They've recognized West Germany. That's what it amounts to.
Well, thank you, Joe. That's Joseph C. Harsh in Washington talking about the upcoming arrival of Chancellor Adenauer. Time now is 5 minutes after the hour. How many people would you guess are having a birthday this week? About 3 million, if you're not up to guessing at this late hour. That's fact. Chances are that one of them is somebody that you should remember with a gift. Let me remind you of a very good idea that you probably know about already. Send a telegraphic gift money order this year. Real handy thing. You can bet your boots it'll be appreciated by everyone. And not only good for birthdays, of course. Other occasions like weddings and anniversaries and new babies and medium old babies and, of course, Father's Day coming up, too. Gift money orders by wire are very easy to send from any Western Union office, any time and for any amount. And, of course, a personal message can be sent right along with the money. A telegraphic gift money order is just about the most convenient way there is to take care of the gift problem any time it comes up, and especially, may I add, while you're away on vacation.
Send it! Western Union, Western Union! Western Union, Western Union! It's wise to wire!
Today's sports, Jim Fleming.
Monitor's Sunday night scoreboard, National League. First game, Cubs won over the Dodgers by a score of 9-5. Second game in the eighth inning, Dodgers leading the Cubs 6-2. Giants defeated the Cardinals in the first game by a score of 8-3. Second game, all tied up in the ninth inning, Giants 5, Cardinals 5. First game, the Pirates 5, Milwaukee Braves 3. Second game, the Braves 6, the Pirates 5. In the first game, the Philadelphia Phillies 12, the Reds of Cincinnati 8. The second game postponed because of rain. American League. Cleveland Indians defeated the Yankees in the first game by a score of 10-2. The Indians are leading in the second game over the Yankees. No, they've won it. Final score, Indians 7, Yankees 3. Cleveland takes a pair. Baltimore Orioles 7, Kansas City A's 2 in the first game. Second game, it's in the eighth inning. The A's are leading the Orioles 3-0. Boston and Detroit postponed because of rain. First game, Chicago White Sox 1, Washington Senators 0. The White Sox won again in the nightcap. White Sox 8, Senators 4. Washington, the U.S. won the team championship in the $150,000 International Golf Championship. Three golfers, Ed Fergal of St. Louis, Peter Thompson of Australia, and Florey Van Donk of Belgium, tied for the individual leadership. Okay.
Monitor weather over the nation. Showers and thunderstorms in the upper Ohio Valley and western portions of the middle Atlantic states. Foggy weather with drizzle or light rain over the north Atlantic states. Elsewhere in the country, mostly fair weather except for some isolated reports of thunderstorms over the far western mountains. And that's the weather look, Dave.
And thus the world right now. Like I say, I'm trying on monitor for size tonight, along with all of you out there in monitor land. The head man here says if it doesn't fit, they won't let you wear it. So I feel pretty good about it. If you've been attending our Friday night frolics this past year, this is the new time for same now, 8 to 10 p.m. Sundays, that's Eastern time. The show will be the sum and substance, really, of our usual Friday doings. Like Marilyn Monroe, who's dropping by in a few minutes. Things like that, you know, the kind of things we always do. Sure, we always do. I want to give you the full treatment tonight for Marilyn. I don't want you to think of us as, like the fellow who ran the lunch counter. You remember the fellow with the big pride in life that he could make any kind of sandwich in the world? You couldn't name the kind of sandwich that he couldn't make, I tell you. Except the wise guy came in one day, walked up to the counter and said, Buster, give me a whale sandwich. Real simple, just like that, a whale sandwich. Rye bread, little Russian dressing, he said. And the lunchroom fella, he looked him right in the eye and he said, Friend, I am not going to get out the whale just for one sandwich. Well, tonight, we're getting out the whole whale from Maryland. That's Nardart Van Dam from Chicago. He'll be along in a few minutes. This is a musical sound really as pure to America as jazz. He almost broke a wrist on that one run there. Monitor is bringing you at the moment the sound of the old steam piano, known more familiarly as the calliope, or even more familiarly as the calliope, or the calliope. This, today, is the 100th anniversary of that contraption, invented by Mr. Joshua Stoddard of Massachusetts, who got the idea from train whistles. And he demonstrated the first one on a 4th of July picnic, found the idea so successful that he promptly founded the American Steam Piano Company. Would you believe it? Within 5 years, old Josh started, hadn't exactly spread the idea that no home could be without one. His Calliope's, though, did sell for $11,000, full head of steam included. And one more thing about this anniversary, about the inventor of the Calliope, Joshua Stoddard. He also invented the fire escape. Just thought you ought to know. We'll bank the fires in Radio Central here on our Calliope while Monitor goes to Chicago and picks up the monitor and gorgeous music of the Art Van Damme Quintet.
Done for you by Art Van Damme. And this is Tom Mersine returning you to old friend Dave Garraway at Radio Central, New York.
Old friend Tom, that's where we are. And that little scuffle in the corridor out there announces the arrival of a Miss Marilyn Monroe, who is our guest tonight. While I get my list of 500 questions I want to ask Marilyn out, I'll give you time to straighten your own tie and get your glasses clean. This is Garraway on Sunday on Monitor, going places and doing things. Take one. If you'd like to pull your chair up a little closer to the loudspeaker, I wouldn't blame you at all. If you'd like to get inside the set, I wouldn't blame you very much. There's going to be some very deep breathing going on here. Old friend Monitor and Garraway are host right now to the very likes of Miss Marilyn Monroe.
I wonder if I'm scared of you. Are most men scared of you? I'm not sure whether I should be frightened of you or not.
No, nobody's scared of me.
I don't know. I bet a lot of guys are scared of you, though, because you're such an institution now. Really, you are. You're a kind of a national possession. Do you feel that you belong to the nation as a whole?
I don't know quite what you mean by that.
I'm not
I
sure
live
myself.
Here.
That'll do it very nicely. I heard you were smart, but I didn't know.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Don't let me fool you. I'm not.
You know, you have a reputation as among the great mass of people, I think. It's probably the most beautiful blonde in the world, but a kind of a dumb girl because you're a beautiful blonde. And blondes and dumbness seem to go together. I think it all started with, maybe with gentlemen prefer blondes.
You know, it's interesting that people associate, if you happen to have blonde hair, you know, naturally or not naturally, however, or if you're not out of shape in some way, you're absolutely dumb. I mean, you're considered dumb. I don't know why that is. I think it's a very limited view.
It isn't true, so I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what the person, what they look like, what color hair they have.
Nonsense.
Or if they happen not to be out of shape. I mean, my time's to come. Gravity catches up with all of us.
Yes. Slowly, but I'm afraid inexorably, if that's the right word. I hear that you're moving to New York City to live. Is it so?
Yes. This will be my home from now on. Mm-hmm. That is, until I retire. And when I retire, I'm going to retire to Brooklyn.
Really? Why Brooklyn?
Oh, that's my favorite place in the world so far that I've seen.
Sure.
I haven't traveled much, but I don't think I'll find anything to replace Brooklyn.
You're going to help our rating in Brooklyn about 9 points. Why is it Brooklyn? What happens there with you?
Well, almost everything. I just like walking around. Mm-hmm. I think the view's better from Brooklyn. You know, you can look back over and see Manhattan.
Yeah, that's the only place you can see Manhattan from your
That's
quite,
the
right?
best view, but it isn't only the view. It's the people. It's, I like the streets. I guess the people and the streets and the atmosphere. I just like it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the singing thing for a little bit. Who are your favorite people to hear sing modern music?
Well, my very favorite person. And I love her as a person as well as a singer. I think she's the greatest, and that's Ella Fitzgerald.
You fall right in the happy club. Who's your favorite man singer?
Well, frankly,
yes.
I have to say Frank.
Yeah, that's it. It's as easy as that.
However, he didn't used to be. It's the way he sings now. I know when I was a kid in, you know, junior high school and high school, and he was sort of Bobby Sox idol. Even though I was in Bobby Sox, he wasn't my idol. It isn't until recently. I think his whole style and I don't know, there's something that's changed drastically.
He grew up big. He matured somehow. The sound that he makes now is such a big round.
Well, it's his style. To me, it's his style. When it comes to sound, I like Sammy Davis too. Mm-hmm. But Frank's style, you can't beat it.
Well, I think you sing with great hymns.
What's the reservation?
I'm going on right here.
Weather report. Weather report. It says a front of warm air is moving in from Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and the deep south. Small danger of fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
Hey, Vincent, 95. Guadeloupe, 97. San Domingo, 99. Martinique, 105.
A tropical heat wave. temperature's rising. It isn't surprising. You certainly can. I started this heat wave by.
Yeah.
In such a way that the customers say that I certainly can. Anatomy makes the mercury rise to 9 degrees. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that I move that thermometer proves
she certainly can.
Who are all those men I just heard you with? Is that a chorus of male voices?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think you'll be at the top, I wonder?
At the top isn't so important. What I'd like to do, that is what I would like to accomplish, I would like to be a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a matter of being on top, because I think some of the best actors and actresses perhaps aren't on the top. So that's not the thing.
I knew you were smart somehow.
No,
I admit
not.
It so many times. That's, well,
don't
that's
let me fool you. I'm not.
Well, you haven't learned to say that because you say it just at the right time. So I know that I'm sure of what I mean. I try to stall here in case anybody
And this is Dave Garrow.
And I want to be told. Was there a point, a one moment when your career went where it is instead of someplace else? Did you go through a revolving door and meet somebody in it, or turn left when you might have turned right?
No, not actually. I modeled, and then I was under contract to Fox. They signed me.
Mm-hmm.
After 1 month, 5 magazine covers appeared, and they signed me. And then they dropped me after a year. I didn't have an opportunity to do anything, actually, during the year that I was there at 20th Century Fox the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Except one part in Scudder Who Scudder Hey, and I was cut out of it, so you can't exactly call that a chance to do anything.
I bet so many people think that must be an ideal year with nothing to do, just sit and take the studio's checks, and
maybe
it's torture, isn't it?
It's very painful, because at least, although I knew I didn't know anything about acting, but I wanted to know, and I wanted the experience, but, well, that's how it is.
Do you keep a diary, by the way?
No.
Did you ever?
Well, not exactly a diary. Sometimes, when things used to happen, I used to write it down.
Uh-huh.
But then, I used to tear it up.
Do you miss your anonymity? Do you miss being able to go out and not be recognized and go places so that, as it used to be before you became famous, so no one would pay any attention to you except...
I'll tell you. I do in a way. However, I'm terribly grateful for everything that's happened because I remember when things weren't like this at all.
Yeah.
But you do miss sometimes just being able to be completely yourself and someplace and people just know you as another human being.
I don't think you could get away with the gag I use. I have a kind of a disguise, a mustache and some trick glasses, and I part my hair in the middle.
Oh, I use a wig sometimes.
Does it work?
It has.
Marilyn, if the house you have caught on fire, what material thing would you run for to save first?
Some books.
Which books?
I'd rather not say it's very personal.
All right, that's
reasonable. It's more than one book.
I knew you were smart all the time somehow. I'm just delighted to find it out for myself. Well, now, your success has been the, or close to it, the dream of every American girl, all right, I guess. After you got what you want, did you want it?
Well, the thing I like the most is to become a real actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was a kid sitting in the front row at the movies on Saturday afternoon. And I would never come out of the movie. They'd have to come and get me. You know, I'd sit in the front row. And I'd think how wonderful it would be to be an actress and so forth. But I didn't really realize about acting. Except I appreciated what I saw. Bad, good, it didn't matter. I enjoyed it very much, everything that I would see. It's anything that would move on the screen. However, I think I realize more and more the responsibility. And it is a responsibility, and
mm-hmm.
as I say, I would like to be a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew you were smart, like I said, all the time. I just want to thank you, girl, for coming in and making me confirm my own opinion, which I had from other people, but not to know myself in person. We'll unscramble that sentence during the following month. Good night, Marilyn.
Bye-bye. It's a pleasure meeting you.
You too.
And so it is. That wasn't so bad now, was it? I could have told you, Garway, there was nothing to be nervous about. She's just like any other girl in the world you should be so lucky to meet. Let the record show that Marilyn Monroe made her debut on Monitor at, well, finishing at 27 minutes after 8 Eastern time. That's the time right now, Gruen watch time. And if you've been calculating, you know that there are now less than 9,000 minutes until Father's Day. Chances are you didn't figure that out, but that's all right. As long as you get Dad precisely what he wants and needs. Buy him a Gruen this year. Gruen is the precision watch. Coming up shortly on Monitor is our continuing report from San Quentin out in California. We're going to hear the voice, the great voice, maybe the greatest voice in the world, I'm not sure, of Carl Sandburg. Which voice, if you're not familiar with, you should please stick around the next half hour. And we're going to have a little Les Brown walking slowly through the pasture here. Please, sir.
This is Monitor, the